This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Governor Polis says new tariffs will deal a major blow to Colorado's economy. A new report from government economists predict that tariffs will raise costs for both businesses and consumers. They could also lead to a recession. The report says some of Colorado's most important industries will be affected, like agriculture, energy, and craft brewing. It also found the tariffs will likely increase health care costs, public school funding needs, and make it harder to build housing because of higher construction costs. Polis says he plans to send the report to each member of Colorado's congressional delegation and to the White House. The head of the Colorado Cattlemen's Association says tariffs have been a double-edged sword for ranchers. The organization advocates for beef production in the state.
I'm going to call it from the standpoint of beef sales. I'm going to say at this point it's probably a wash. We may gain a little bit, but we're going to lose some.
Kurt Russell says on one hand, they've opened up beef trade with new markets like Australia and possibly Europe. On the other hand, they've made it harder to export to places like China. Colorado's $29 Keep Colorado Wild Pass brought in $41 million this year, topping expectations. Most of that money is going towards state park upgrades like better bathrooms, parking lots, and more ADA access. Bridget O'Rourke with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says about $2.5 million will go to support local search and rescue teams.
That's money that has never been allocated to them before. A lot of search and rescue teams are volunteer-based, and so they pay for all of their own training and gear.
Some of the money will go to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, as well as wildlife conservation and outdoor education projects. A medical clinic that provides free health care to people on Colorado's western slope is seeing a surge in need.
For the first time, we really have not had any open appointments for a week, and we try and get everybody in within 7 days of their phone call. So we're at capacity.
The clinic in Grand Junction is trying to prepare for even more demand, and we hear why later in this hour. This is CPR News.